The film version of Václav Havel's play Leaving hits the silver screen tonight, with premieres at Lucerna Palace, built by his grandfather, incidentally, and Slovanský dům. The former president and playwright has said that directing a film was a dream of his, and Leaving is the first fruit of his cinematic labor. But pre-release reviews have thrown cold water on the big expectations around the film. Earlier today, I spoke with Theo Schwinke, the Eastern European correspondent for the multimedia magazine Screen International, who was among the first to see the film, and I asked him to tell us more.
The film's about a politician, oddly enough. The politician is named Willem Riegert, and we meet him when he's stepping down from the chancellorship of a country, which is never named in the film. So there's a little bit of a political drama there, but the real story starts when Rieger finds out that the country's new political leaders are insisting that he and his family leave the official residence. They're losing their home. So what happens over the course of the story is Rieger's friends and his advisors and his family all sort of turn against him when they realize that they're losing all the power and the privileges that they used to enjoy. And all of the action takes place at this villa, like on the veranda outside this villa.
All that seems to say quite a lot about Mr. Havel himself, even though he said it's not an autobiographical story. There's this conniving successor and the common-law wife, who's played actually by Mr. Havel's real-life wife.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
can we glean from what can we glean about Mr. Havel's personal feelings about these subjects?
Well, it's really hard to guess from the film what Havel's personal feelings about all these things actually are. And I think that's one of the things that's so frustrating for me about it, at any rate, because I think the film was an opportunity for, let's face it, a great man, Václav Havel, to tell us what he really thinks about politics, about personal life. And all we get from this film is that he thinks politics is a dirty business and that politicians are frail, faulty human beings like the rest of us. And that's really not much of an insight.
Well, apparently there was even more disappointing things about the film for a lot of the people who have reviewed it. Then the play was received quite well when it was premiered 3 years ago, particularly by Czech reviewers, slightly less so by international reviewers. Now most of the reviews seem to be begrudgingly negative. And in between the lines, you read that if it were anyone other than Havel, they would probably be panning it altogether. So what's the discrepancy between the way the film and the play have been received?
Oh, well, you can't believe everything you read in the reviews, can you? The problem with the play is, well, that's it. It's still a play. It's not a film. It's still just a play. And film and theater are very, very different art forms. Film is a visual medium. It's more like still photography than theater. And theater relies so much more on dialogue. And this is a very, very talky play. If you're going to adapt a play for the big screen, you have to change it visually. You have to make it a series of moving pictures. And the problem with Leaving is that it's almost completely unchanged. It's almost an exact reproduction of Leaving the play.
Well, as you say, critics are often wrong. And what do you think about the film overall? Do you think it's a disaster when you compare it with the kind of expectations that people had for it? Or are there some positive things that can be said about it as well?
Would this be a good time to say, I love you, Mr. Former President?
I've certainly
seen worse films than this one, worse Czech films than this one. But honestly, it's a bit of a train wreck, really. I mean, what's good about it? The costumes are fun. You know, there's some good performances. Yaroslav Dushek is good in this film. He's good in everything. Miroslav Krobot is absolutely fantastic. He doesn't have a whole lot to do here, but there are no small roles, only small players, and Miroslav Krobot is a great actor. Tanya Vilhelmova plays sort of a vamp character in the film, and that's good. But all the characters are sort of comic caricatures, so the actors can really only do so much with them.
And Václav Havel is really very, very well received generally abroad, so how do you think international audiences will respond to the film?
Well, I hope they respond by sending him get well cards. It's great that he's out of the hospital and that he's going to be able to attend the premiere and support the film. I think internationally people are going to be curious to see what this film is about. Any film made by a political statesman like this is bound to attract some international attention. But run-of-the-mill audiences, I don't think, are really going to get a chance to see it, because it's going to be filtered through festivals and buyers and going to be able to make any money off the film, so no one's really going to be able to take it to cinemas in, say, North America or Britain or anything like that. Broad distribution in theaters is not going to happen.
That was film industry writer Theo Schwinki on the directorial debut of former President Václav Havel.